Recent decades have seen a revolution in planetary science when considering just where life in our solar system or the universe at large might arise. We know that life can arise on a clement, relatively stable planet like Earth. But from life on Earth, we know that life is tenacious, sometimes absurdly so, and simple forms of life may arise on worlds that aren't so Earth-like or anywhere close to it. Studies of the moons of our solar system have shown us that liquid water can exist under the right conditions on worlds outside the habitable zones of their star. Europa and Enceladus stand out here, both having deep liquid water oceans beneath crusts of ice, as does Mars, which might have briny liquid flowing through aquifers protected from the harsh conditions of its surface. But we also know that both Mars and Venus once had extensive liquid water on their surfaces long enough for life to develop in the same grain as Earth. But these planets and moons are not the only places where liquid water beneath the surface of a world within the solar system might exist. The liquid water list is frankly growing extensive. There is some evidence of a liquid water ocean of some type at Jupiter's moon Ganymede. It may also be possible at wildly volcanic Io. See my video on this channel for more on that possibility. And to complete the set of the Galilean moons, even Callisto may have liquid water deep beneath its ice shell. There are other places that have been advanced as possibly having liquid water, such as Titan and even Pluto. I suspect this list of possible candidates for subsurface liquid water in the solar system is only going to grow in the future, but one candidate stands out in that while it is classed as a minor planet, it's really part of the asteroid belt, leading to much confusion on just what to call it. It's Ceres, the largest object in the asteroid belt, and whether it's a planet or an asteroid, it has a really unusual mix of characteristics that may point to it being or having once been an abode for microbial life. And given its position in the asteroid belt, if it did have life, it would be a candidate for possible panspermia, seeding that life to other worlds in the solar system when undergoing impacts, possibly even to our own planet. Before the Dawn spacecraft visited it, Ceres was largely expected to be a dead world, just the largest of a group of rocks. But as often happens with space exploration, it surprised us. There was evidence of recent resurfacing at Ceres along with abundant water ice. This implies that some kind of liquid water persists in the interior, though to what extent isn't known, and it probably isn't prudent to call it an ocean. The liquid probably isn't as extensive as with other worlds in the solar system, but if it does exist, it would probably have to be salty or maybe mixed with ammonia or another chemical that can keep it from freezing. But that wasn't the only thing Dawn discovered at Ceres. It also spotted evidence of organics on the surface. You don't need life for organics. Indeed, organic chemistry seems to be everywhere in the universe. But you do need organics for our kind of life. Liquid water and organics together hold the potential for life, and in the past, the water at Ceres may have been more extensive. In a 2010 presentation by J.C. Castillo-Rogez and P.G. Conrad of JPL, they detail that observations of Ceres reveal the presence of minerals on the surface of Ceres that indicate hydrothermal activity in the past, perhaps even at or close to the surface. If that state of affairs persisted long enough for life to arise, then it may have adapted and might still persist deep below the surface of Ceres, or may have even been transported by meteorite to other bodies in the solar system's history, and perhaps even to Earth. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.